much do we know about the Omicron? How long will this stupid pandemic drag on? Scientists, they do not know it. Everyone says, gee, I hope it is nothing. And by the new year, it is gone. Delta, Omicron, Optimus Prime, I don't care anymore. Just get this thing over already. Sorry, kids. Barney loves you.
So we're celebrating Joey's birthday tonight at Baumhauer's.
And you can't return that, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It's not returnable.
Yeah. No, that's going to stick with me forever.
So come and join us. Celebrate Joey's birthday. And we'll have delicious chocolate cake. And fun food and camaraderie, as Bob likes to call it. So, Joey and Eddie are here. They're ready to go. I'll see you this afternoon at 3 after April Marie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Mississippi abortion law, the subject of oral arguments today before the nation's highest court, the Supreme Court, listening to arguments on that law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. And those on both sides of the abortion issue have now gathered outside the Supreme Court building to make their voices heard. Japan's transportation ministry is asking international airlines to stop taking new reservations for all flights arriving in Japan until the end of the month. The ministry says it made the request as an emergency precaution against the spread of the new coronavirus variant. And in a close vote, an FDA advisory panel is recommending approval of a pill to treat COVID-19. That recommendation comes despite questions about the drug's safety and effectiveness. Wall Street opening sharply higher this morning. More details at srnnews.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Eddie, you know that I always go to great trouble to arrange nice weather on Joey's birthday. You know this goes back, I want to say this year.
Tell you what, it's a great tradition to start.
It is a great tradition to start. So, all right.
Is that why Farmer John's missing a goat?
Because it's your birthday?
Is this code?
How many sacrifices do you have to give up? No, it's not good. Do the weather.
Sunshine warming trend continues on this first day of December, Joey's birthday, with a high today around 72. The warmest Joey's birthday was 6 years ago today when it was 80, by the
way. Wow.
Clear skies, not as chilly tonight, overnight low 45. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, the birthday weather goes on. More warm days, highs in the middle 70s, good bit of sunshine, a really great pattern. Yes, we do need some rain, but, you know, we can struggle through this nice weather. Even low to mid 70s on Sunday, still dry. Small rain chance coming in with chance of shower Sunday night into Monday with the next cold front moving through the state. Right now, this morning, already a nice start on the warming trend. We're already at 54 on our way to a high of 72 here at 905.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the nicest thing that's happened to you so far today?
I can't talk about it on air.
Oh.
No, Eddie did get me a birthday cake pop.
Yeah, I was thinking the cake pop. That's...
No, Eddie knows what the nicest thing was. I can't talk about it on air. Let's just say that somebody understands that when I drive to work and they send me a text message, my text message is read out by Siri, Yeah. Who I've turned, by the way, into a British bird's voice. Huh. So when I say call Eddie Bader, it says calling Eddie Bader. and then they might have sent me a text message that FCC, not FCC compliant.
I bet it came from a Jack Campbell guy.
Well, man.
Oh, yeah.
Close, but slightly different ballpark.
Oh, I see. Yeah. His birthday is also in the same neighborhood, right?
Coming
up soon.
It's coming up.
Very
soon.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's also, it's not about me today. It's about Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks?
Yeah, Rosa Parks, 66 years ago today. I was 22 days old.
22 days old.
When this landmark event happened in Montgomery, Alabama. And I love that they still have the statue right where she was actually standing to pick up the bus down there near the Court Street Fountain.
No, and they're doing all sorts of festivities this year.
Big deal. Yeah.
So it's not about me today. It's about not complying with unjust laws.
Yeah, all right. Well, I did get you something, it's something that I knew you didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So...
what do you get a man who has everything? Oh, you give him one of those.
It's the Montgomery Advertiser.
Ah, just what he needed.
That's right. Because I know you didn't have one.
Time to light the state Christmas tree. I reported on this days ago.
The fact that there would be Christmas this year?
No, the Christmas tree. Yeah. I was tracking it.
All right,
coming into the state. Right. It's a red cedar.
All right, and from what county, buddy?
I said it. I forgot. Oh,
starts with a B.
Not Baldwin, no. Bullock.
Bullock.
Bullock
County.
I had to go back into my governor voice because that's how I reported. We're going to have a tree, a red cedar, 36 feet high, coming in. We're going to light it on Friday and decorate it over the week.
Wouldn't it be great if that was your Siri voice?
Yeah. No. Oh, not with the message today.
You're thinking now, buddy. I like the way you're thinking. That would be.
Joey, I want
that's
you to come
than
over.
Mr. T or anything.
That's kind of funny. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get to the festivities. I will not be at Baumhauer's tonight, but I was at Baumhauer's on your 10-year anniversary thing.
No, you look very spiffy today, too, Rich. You're festive with the sweater.
I wear this exactly two times a year. The other time is going to be at the Millbrook Parade on Saturday. But it's going to be a parade with people wearing shorts, T-shirts, and flip-flops. It's going to be that warm at the Millbrook Christmas Parade on Saturday.
It's going to be a nice week.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you get to it.
Take care, bud.
See you, Rich. You ready to do the setting?
I'm red-eyed.
What?
Red-eyed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ready.
How old are you again?
I'm not 33, I can tell you that. A little older than that.
Indeed. News and views will begin officially here in mere moments.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The city of Montgomery has 1 week to decide whether to pay a fine for breaking state law when the city changed the name of Jeff Davis Avenue to Fred Gray Avenue. Attorney General Steve Marshall gave the city a December 8th deadline. Mayor Reed says he will decide on whether to pay the fine or challenge the law in court. A Confederate heritage group will fight an Alabama County's lawsuit that could lead to the removal of a rebel monument in nearly all black Tuskegee. Macon County has asked a court to give it the deed to a downtown square where the memorial has stood for 115 years. And happening today, the city of Montgomery will celebrate Rosa Parks Day, remembering the life of the civil rights pioneer. At 11:30, a new memorial will be unveiled and dedicated outside the Rosa Parks Museum. Parks was a seamstress who refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery City bus on December 1st, 1955. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
My stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a night student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
That's how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
I got hairy legs.
Black and white, young. Straight, LGBTQ, powerful people, friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street.
You are a sad, strange little man. Have my pick.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host,
Joey Clark.
Eddie Bader in the house. Oh, sorry, I need to turn your mic on.
Happy birthday, Joey.
Oh, thank you for that, Eddie. But it's not about me today. In fact, I had a friend, the guy's bachelor party I went to a couple months ago.
Yep.
He texted me, said, crazy, same birthday and we're the same age. So happy birthday, George. But I told him, hey, man, it's also Rosa Parks Day.
That's right.
And so we're really special people born on this day.
Well, I've got another one. My sister, let's see, she'll be... be 3 out of 6. She's also birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Yep, Rebecca. She's driving somewhere.
No, it is amazing. 66 years ago is when Rosa Parks took her stand.
Yep.
And the more cynical among us, I'm sure, will say, well, it wasn't completely organic. There was a big political organization behind it. I'm like, yeah, that's how
things work.
Most things get done. And I don't think it takes away anybody's courage, and certainly not Rosa Parks, to say, as what St. Augustine once said, Martin Luther King quoted it in a letter from Birmingham jail, an unjust law is no law at all.
Correct.
And anybody has the courage to stand up to unjust laws and change corrupt systems, I think, is all right in my book, and more than all right. But there are a lot of other corrupt systems that are troubling us these days. A lot of corrupt systems. At 10, I'm looking forward to talking to Arthur Herman. You know, he's the guy who wrote The Viking Heart. He's written so many books, though. One is called The Idea of Decline in Western History. I believe that was his first book. And he's not a declinist. He doesn't think we're all going to hell in a handbasket. He's actually a very optimistic person. And that book is about all the folks who said, the end is nigh, catastrophe is near, we're done, finish, kaput. And he puts them in perspective and in their place. But he's going to join us to talk about the media. He's also written a book, I think his second or third book was about Joseph McCarthy. You know, the Red Scare, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say this, and I'm going to bring it up with Arthur. And I'm sorry if I trigger anybody out there. Who says, back when we had three networks, the news told the truth.
I used to believe that.
The more I look at what's happened recently with corporate media, the more I look back at Watergate, the Red Scare, and say, you know what? I don't think these things were presented as they actually happened. I think we are told a fairy tale to serve certain interests and powerful people. That doesn't mean McCarthy was a good guy and didn't shoot fast and loose with the facts and got out over his skis. I think he did.
That happened.
Was Richard Nixon in the company of people that did break in and try to do all sorts of dirty dealing in politics? Yeah, absolutely.
In comparison to today?
Like, for instance, so is McCarthy or Nixon my, like, heroes? No, not really.
Nixon's not your hero?
Right. But are they the devils that they've been made out to be in official history of the United States, especially when it comes to the amazing role that the corporate press corps plays in upholding the truth in American way or world peace or something? Because truth, justice, and the American way is now old hat, right? We have to be about being global citizens.
Very much.
Yeah, just imagine a globe, like Donald Trump, you know, he moves his hands, just caressing.
He's a hand talker.
A globe.
Yeah. If he put his hands in his pockets, he couldn't talk.
But it is amazing how much changes in a lifetime. For instance, it's 66 years since Rosa Parks would not give up her seat on the bus. Started the Montgomery bus boycotts. It lasted over a year, I believe. Kicked off the civil rights movement. There were other boycotts around the nation. And it did become a movement in the full sense, not just everyday people, but there were spiritual leaders, political leaders, financiers, people providing protection even. Movements are complicated things. 66 years ago, though, that Rosa Parks took her stand. I'm 33. So that was twice my lifetime ago.
Right.
And how amazing it is to see what has changed in two lifetimes that I've lived. What has changed in 66 years, for the good and for the bad? A lot of commemoration is going to be going on in the city this week, and I encourage you to go to the Montgomery City website. And if you like these sorts of things and want to remember a great part of our city's history, and I don't say that ironically, I think it's a great part of our city's history, then do it. But as I look at the stories being told today, and as I look at the downfall of the corporate media, including as we're now looking at Chris Cuomo on our screens here in the television, our screens on the television here in the studio, excuse me.
That's not Cuomo.
No, that's Zucker, who runs CNN.
He looks, I don't even know how to say that nicely.
No, it's seriously like, Chris Cuomo used media role to help brother. Is anybody surprised?
Not really.
Well, and I think there is a point where you have to look out for your family. Like, you would look out, I'm sure, Eddie, for your sisters or your close friends.
Right.
And allow them to get away with a little more than the average bear. But there's also certain lines that are crossed, right? Or are you ride or die with some people?
Unfortunately, I'm ride or die with some people.
Okay, I hear you. Here, and you're going to have a strong political dynasty then. Like, this is sort of the mob life for you, right?
On some things, yeah.
Right. But is anybody surprised, not just on a human level of brother helping brother, but a guy whose father, Chris Cuomo's father, was governor of New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mario Cuomo. Not to me, a Mario. Mario Cuomo. Don't be right. Offensive now.
Right.
No, y'all are thinking it. And then Andrew Cuomo. I do it with everybody. These two were governors, Chris Cuomo's father and brother, and you're telling me that guy is a Democrat operative trying to help them out? Wait, are there more Democrat operatives on CNN? Are you telling me that CNN is in the tank? And next you'll be telling me Fox News is kind of in the tank for corporate Republicans. Mitch McConnell.
You don't think they've
got... Or Chris Christie. Stop trying to make that fat rotund Chris Christie happen. I'm tired of it.
They're pushing it again. You know that. Like pushing they're trying to...
Yeah, well, what the people like is a brash New Yorker or New Jersey, and so let's trot him out.
No.
It'll be like our corporate insiders club Trump. No, stop it. None of this is a surprise to anybody who's been paying attention, how corrupt the corporate media is. But I come with good tidings this morning, and we need to start changing our tone from they're so corrupt and they're so biased, yada, yada, they have an agenda, yada, yada, yada. And see the trend, folks. Let me present it this way. The View, you know that show?
Well, don't I, yeah.
It's really set women back. I think a misogynist came up with that show.
That show is, yeah.
It averages 2.3 million viewers.
I cannot
an
believe
episode.
That.
No, and that's a lot of people, 2.3, a lot more than this show.
It's unbelievable that show draws that crowd.
Now, Tucker Carlson averages 4.3 million viewers. And if you look at fights on cable news between Fox, MSNBC, CNN, Fox is kicking butt still.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel, ABC late night host, 1.9 million viewers on average, give or take. Ellen DeGeneres, about 1.5 million viewers on average.
Man.
Anderson Cooper, that Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
The guy who was accused of eating babies, and then the guy apologized for saying that Anderson Cooper ate babies, and Anderson Cooper actually put that on TV. Here, let me see if I have that real quick. Because it's my birthday, I'm going to play a little fast and loose with this morning. Yeah, here it is. This was Anderson Cooper interviewing a supposed QAnon guy. Let's listen in. 1 second. Hold, please. Thank you.
I apologize for thinking that you ate babies.
Right. Yeah, that was a guy talking to Anderson Cooper. I apologize for thinking you ate babies. Well, Anderson Cooper, that Vanderbilt, averages about 240,000 viewers.
Wow.
So, The View, 2.3 million. Tucker Carlson, 4.3 million. Jimmy Kimmel, just shy of 2 million. Ellen DeGeneres, 1.5 million. Anderson Cooper, 240,000. Combined, they total about 10.2 million viewers an episode. So, this is like your Fox News, 56-year-old conservatives and populists watching Tucker. This is The View, so your daytime, wine aunt, stay home with the cats.
I can't believe they draw them numbers.
And remember people's birthdays sort of thing. Jimmy Kimmel, so sort of your church of, progressivism, late night kind of pseudo-comedy. Ellen DeGeneres, sort of your, I think Ellen's more that happy-go-lucky crowd. Let's dance and see the latest fashions and what the stars are up to. So, I mean, these five names and shows cover a broad swath of American society. This is not a partisan point.
All right.
So all of them add up to about 10.2 million viewers. Comparing that, Joe Rogan alone averaged 11 million viewers an episode in 2019. So five big-time shows. You know who The View is. You know who Tucker Carlson is.
Yep.
You know who Jimmy Kimmel is. Ellen DeGeneres and Anderson Cooper. You know all those names. All five of them don't add up to an average viewership larger than Joe Rogan's.
Right.
The combined salaries of these hosts on these shows breaks $80 million a year. But Rogan pre-Spotify was outperforming, and his company as a whole was making about $10 million a year on his own, which likely came to a lot less in personal salary. Also, in terms of content produced, Rogan's episodes average 2.5 hours an episode, which, with no commercials, is comparable to what these shows have content-wise combined after getting rid of commercials. And to be clear, this isn't about Joe Rogan. It's about asking the question of when do these legacy corporate media outlets lose that prestige, that shine.
Ratings don't seem to matter.
Fox News has 3.9 million viewers on average during prime time. ABC about 2.7 million. NBC 2.6 million. CBS 2.4 million. CNN is averaging about 822,000. That's not good for CNN. Networks right now, to put it simply, are losing relevance. And people online are gaining more. But not just with certain groups. Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, Barstool Sports, Ethan Klein, even a show called Caller Daddy, and many more, all pulling in numbers higher than major networks for primetime shows, which have budgets vastly higher than any of these online content creators. Also, on the video front, many YouTubers are absolutely destroying major networks as well. For instance, you ever watch Binging with Babish?
Never even heard of it.
No, it's fantastic. You got to wake up, Boomer. I know you're a Gen Xer, but I'm going to give you a Boomer stamp for that ignorance.
Who is this Babish guy?
He's a guy who started off with a cooking channel.
Okay.
And he shows you how to cook. He would take, like, famous, like, meals from a famous show or something. Okay. And, like, recreate it in real life.
All right.
And he has incredible lighting, great camera work. It's easy to follow him. He has a good voice. And it's gone from a few thousand people watching him to now he has millions and millions of people watching him. And for people my age, Babish is a household name.
Is he the salt guy?
And for instance, no, that's Salt Bae. Binging with Babish is doing food videos out of a small kitchen in Brooklyn. He gets more viewers per video over any Food Network show.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Beast, who I'm not that familiar with, has had over 20 videos get more views than Super Bowl 2019. Nas Daily, off his Facebook videos, reached more people with global news than any actual network did in history. Here's the big but, though, folks. And this is why we got to start waking up. Yeah, Fox and CNN and MSNBC, all these places are biased, and they're helping the Democrats or Republicans. They're advancing certain corporate interests at the expense of everyday people. And sometimes they offer you a product you like, no doubt. But 90% of these new startup guys who are getting more eyeballs and more ears on them would never get a major advertiser like Coca-Cola or Hershey's to touch them. Producers like Jeffrey Katzenberg or Steven Spielberg would be embarrassed to work with these young and upcoming, these people just don't have any sense of etiquette. Virtually no presidential candidate will go on these shows. And it doesn't make much sense. If you're a presidential candidate, why not go on these shows?
Why not? They got more views than anybody else. People are, and these are people actually watching. It's not estimated views, right? Because you can register. You can see who's actually watching.
Right. For instance, Joe Rogan does have the biggest talk show in the world.
No doubt.
But the only candidates that showed up, Tulsi Gabbard and Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Which I saw a video of Tulsi working out this morning. Like, I wouldn't mind if she's vice president or president.
To you.
Yeah. Like, hello, Tulsi. Just map out, for instance, folks, the top 100 podcasters and YouTubers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Cold message them and make that your political campaign. Talking to them, you will reach millions of more people. And I think you will activate people who have not voted ever or in a long time.
Now, let me ask you this.
We are on the cusp. I keep saying it. I keep saying it to Senate candidates. I keep saying it to people here in this local market. We're on the cusp of a revolution in this country. And it's a revolution due to technological change, of course, but it's also people waking up to these people who have run our media, run our government for decades. They've not been straight shooters. And the more that we have alternatives, the easier it is to see their tricks. And it's a beautiful thing. Have hope. This is a message of hope on my birthday. It's really Rosa Parks Day. It's not about me.
But if I'm somebody like Babish, I might not want.
Well, you might not want. You might not. But
I would
maybe it will work. Maybe it wouldn't. This is a massive shift. A massive sea change. And anybody who wants to make it in this world, in politics or anything else, who misses out on this,
yeah,
for a state, say like our hometown here in Montgomery and Sweet Home, Alabama, misses out on these changes and doesn't get with the mold, is going to continue to be kind of behind. I think Alabama can be Alabama and actually get a leg up on some of these places that have defined culture and technology and things for years.
Me too.
Why does it have to be in California or in New York? Why does it have to be there on the Potomac? Why can't Alabama compete with Florida and Texas and Tennessee? We can. And this is one way to start to do it. We'll see. And we can do it with our own unique identity. We don't have to copy anybody else. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Station on FM, live, local talk, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The more options you have, the better, Alabama. So if you have Medicare, give yourself choice and flexibility with United Healthcare. As Alabama's number one Medicare Advantage plan provider, United Healthcare offers plans designed to meet your health and budget needs with great benefits like a $0 plan premium, low copay on covered prescriptions, and more. Take advantage of your options. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-605-3184. That's 1-855-605-3184. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Now, if anybody wants to go buy me a bunch of fine jewelry for my birthday, you got to stop by Heirloom Jewelers. They have the true, unique antique jewelry pieces, from one-of-a-kind necklaces to bracelets, even a brooch, even an engagement ring.
This is the time of year.
And when you buy in person at 6948 Vaughn Road or online at heirloomjewelers.com, when you use my name, Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, you will get 10% off what you purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers, and you can do the math on some of these items. That is quite a savings. Right now, True Booth is still looking to buy from you. So whether you have any old jewelry, any at all, it can be stuff that's kind of junk. You just never wear it anymore. Maybe it's broken. For instance, a gentleman, a listener to the show, had a broken Rolex. Like, the faceplate was broken, pretty smashed up. But he still got a pretty penny for it. Like, I'm not going to say the exact amount, but a lot for a broken Rolex. And so you just never know what you're going to get. But Troop Booth has bought pieces for $50, you know, maybe the underlying value of, say, some precious metal or a gem, to over six figures. So call up Troop Booth today at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com and make an appointment there. Show up on the appointed day and time with your jewelry items. Troop will look them over, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
It's just that easy. So check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. A case that's very close to the hearts of many people in Alabama. Though it is our next-door neighbor, Mississippi, who pushed this particular case to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to hear a Mississippi abortion rights case. They are now listening to the oral arguments, I believe, as we speak. In Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, which passed in 2018 but has since been blocked by two federal courts, I believe Alabama passed a comparable law around that time. It allows abortion after 15 weeks only in medical emergencies or for severe fetal abnormality, with no exception for rape or incest. With Dobbs, the state has asked the court to challenge two landmark decisions related to reproductive rights, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, which hold that the U.S. Constitution protects the right to have an abortion before the fetus can survive on its own outside the womb. These arguments come 1 month to the day since the court heard challenges to Texas's Senate Bill 8, a law that severely limits access to abortion throughout the state. And they actually took that alternative route of essentially giving standing to anybody to sue anybody
right.
who provides an abortion. We'll see what the court comes up with this. There's a guy named here in Alabama, Matt Clark. No relation to me that I know of. Matt Clark, spelled the same way I spell Clark, with no E at the end. And he's writing for the Law and Liberty Institute, something like that. Writing in 1819 News today. He's very hopeful that these new Supreme Court justices, of course, Clarence Thomas and Judge Alito are very much solid on this issue. But the question is, will Gorsuch be? Kavanaugh be? Will Amy Coney Barrett be? And you'll hear Latin terms like, what, stare decisis and yada, yada, yada. We'll see. And I think the real challenge is not so much what was initially put down in Roe, what was cleaned up there, so to speak, especially the worst parts of Roe v. Wade that were made out of whole cloth. It was cleaned up in Casey v. Planned Parenthood as much as you could clean up this issue. And so the real challenge is to Casey, in my humble opinion, and we'll see what the justices decide. But it is initiative at the local level on this issue or any other issue that I think will continue to shape this nation. As the centers of power continue to behave badly, I think we're going to see more and more local initiatives taking prerogative. And this could be wins for many conservatives, especially on issues they care deeply about, like abortion. Or it could be wins for many on the left. Things like sanctuary cities. Things like Colorado, nullified federal marijuana laws. This new sort of wave of states' rights is all the rage, and I'm here for it. I think the more that we have local control and we continue to respect basic dignity and individual rights while building a strong community, that's where we're at. I don't always put a lot of hope in the politically connected lawyers there on the Supreme Court, so we'll have to wait and see what they decide with this Mississippi case, but that is going to be quite a massive political outcome, no matter what they decide. High stakes here this morning. 272-9228 once again. This is part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team, including her physical therapy assistant, Nancy Alexander, Dawn being the owner and physical therapist herself, they can help you get your balance back. They can help you get your walking ability back. If it's you, or especially if it's a loved one who doesn't want to admit they're having trouble. And it could be they recently had a mild stroke. Could be you had an ankle injury or a knee injury. Could be you actually have like something in your neck where you can't turn your head. So it could be a vision problem, an inner ear problem, those stability problems with your musculoskeletal system all the way down, especially in your legs. That can cause all sorts of imbalance issues. That's why you need to call Dawn and her team at 595-9990 and ask the fine folks there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville for a free, yes, free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. They'll give you a score of 18, and then you proceed on with therapy. And say you get 8 out of 18 when you start. You'll see improvement in a few weeks. We've had dozens of listeners call 595-9990 and seen that improvement. Not just in their score, but that score reflects the quality of life. When you can get around and you can play with the grandkids, you can go where you need to go with confidence. That's what everybody would like. You know, getting back to normal, a wise man once said, is all the difference. Once you've been knocked off your center and that normal, you realize how great normal, so to speak, is. And you can get that back. Again, Physical Therapy and Balance Center, Prattville, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test. And be sure on... sure, and tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Christmas at the Kickback Ranch, December the 11th, gates open at 12 noon. There's a gift shop, vendors, a food truck, and hot cocoa. 4 o'clock, Santa arrives, and the festivities begin with music, lights, snow, and much, much more. On Sunday, December the 12th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's PJs and pancakes with Santa and the gang. Christmas at the Kickback Ranch. It's a short drive down 331 South from Montgomery, December the 11th and 12th. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of 2 grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend, which started on the last day of November, will continue into the first few days of December. Lots of sunshine. Nice day today with a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we're a little bit warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s, more sunshine. Even Saturday looking good with a high temperature in the low 70s and plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. And you know what that sound means? It's time for another space update for you nerds. And today in the world of space, as I go to space.com, sorry, somebody was at the window flashing me.
I'm glad I didn't look.
Well, actually, there's not much news. Space is still just space. What's and why does it say on the latest news on space.com, Nerf gun deals and discounts you can get this holiday season?
It sure
what
does.
What the heck
that.
Is that? That's like a...
Well, you can also save on binoculars.
Is this just like some... I got to get a new website for space updates.
Well, do you see the third headline? The third headline actually makes sense. SpaceX Starlink internet satellites forced to dodge Russian anti-satellite test debris.
Oh, yeah. They might have a case to sue the Ruskies. I don't know.
Get your garbage out of space.
Yeah, that's just absurd. 272-9228. But big news came out last night. And Alabama's own Attorney General, Steve Marshall, had something to do with it. Did you see this, Eddie?
I did read a thing from 1819 about it last night.
Right. A federal judge blocks Biden's COVID vax mandate for healthcare workers nationwide, which is a remarkable thing. Nationwide. So let me pull up. I actually had the Attorney General's press release sent right to me. And yes, 1819 News wrote about this morning. But Attorney General Steve Marshall announced a court victory against President Biden's healthcare worker vaccine mandate as a federal court granted his motion, Attorney General Marshall's motion, to block the sweeping and illegal healthcare worker vaccine mandate. On Tuesday, the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana, and by the way, we got some John Kennedy for later.
Good.
They granted a motion for preliminary injunction in the case. This was filed by General Marshall and attorneys general from 13 other states. The court ruling prohibits the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services from implementing the mandate requiring America's healthcare workers be vaccinated against COVID-19 or lose their jobs. Here's a quote from our attorney general here in the great state of Alabama. Quote, President Biden has abandoned persuasion for brute force in launching an unprecedented series of federal mandates aimed at compelling most of the adult population of the United States to get a COVID-19 vaccine. But his unlawful, unconstitutional, and un-American decrees are being met head-on in court by the forces of law. If the separation of powers meant anything, this is the court now. This is not Attorney General Marshall. This is part of the court's ruling. Quote, if the separation of powers meant anything to the constitutional framers, it meant that the three necessary ingredients to deprive a person of liberty or property, the power to make rules, to enforce them, and to judge their violations, could never fall into the same hands. If the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch to make laws, two of the three powers conferred by the Constitution would be in the same hands. If human nature and history teach anything, it is that civil liberties face grave risks when governments proclaim indefinite states of emergency. During a pandemic such as this one, it is even more important to safeguard the separation of powers set forth in our Constitution to avoid erosion of our liberties. Hear, hear. It's good to know we still have some in the judiciary, the federal judiciary, that want to stand up for the separation of powers. Because not only are liberties held individually, it's one thing to write these things down on a piece of paper. The piece of paper doesn't enforce itself. And so often a constitutional guarantee is only as good as the people who actually enforce it. That's why you need the separation of power, not only between the branches at the federal level, but the federal government itself has gotten too big for its britches. This is why more and more power needs to be devolved away from Washington, D.C. When people have the right and the ability to challenge rules and mandates, laws and dictates, that's where liberty breathes, in the challenge. It's not by writing down, hey, I'm free. You can do that all the live long day. Even, for instance, even the guys who got the Magna Carta made up ended up being like, what, strung up by the king? Like, yep. Who signed it? So, yeah, a piece of paper is one thing. But to actually have the traditions, the culture, and the force of law to have this fight, it is in that fight and those challenges where liberty breathes. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Have you done that deck yet, Eddie?
No, but I did go out and look at it today, and I agreed it needs to be done.
Yeah, it needs to be done. Now, you did get your Benjamin Moore paint supplies there at New Look Decorating, yes. And you contracted that out.
I contracted that out, and believe it or not, that was done in, I think, 3 days.
Because New Look knew the guy.
They knew the, he advertises here on the show, on Blue Water, Scott Bowers. And as soon as I said, hey, Scott, you know, I deal with New Look, he said, I deal with New Look, don't worry about it. He already has a relationship with him, so he was able to go there. He actually sent me there ahead of time to pick out the color, told me who to talk to, advised me on how to make sure we got the right color, because we wanted to go with something similar. And they just all-around great product.
And so it's a great product, and the fact that they already have these relationships with all these contractors, including great sponsors and maybe even some colors here to News Talk, it makes it an easy process. And they also have the stain supplies for your outdoor deck. Say if you're doing it yourself, they'll wait for you to actually finish it yourself. But get those great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. They're at New Look Decorating. Just call them at 271-0007, 271-0007, or just stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. New Look Decorating, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Real quick break, then we'll come back to some calls. And again, Arthur Herman should be joining us at the top of the hour in the 10 o'clock hour. Be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment.
This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Let's field some calls here before the top of the hour. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You know, it is amazing. Well, ask you a question. Who do you think the freest, most powerful man in the world?
Freest, most powerful man. I suspect we don't know his name. Red Top, you still there?
Yes.
I said, I suspect we don't know his name. If I really wanted to be free, I would be powerful, have money, but I would keep my name out of the public eye.
We all know his name.
Who?
Elon Musk. He has more power. He's already the richest man, but he's able to do anything he wants in any country on the planet and off the planet. It's amazing.
Well, I think there's a lot of power he does hold, and if he wanted to do anything he wanted, I suppose he could. But when you pick that lifestyle and that job and you have that type of mind, freedom maybe isn't the word I would use. There's a lot of pressure on that guy.
But you know what's amazing about him? How is he? Can you imagine the pressure he's under from the militaries of the world to get his rocket technology?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, this is what I mean. It's like you have a lot of people counting on you, a lot of very powerful people that will can ruin you looking at you. But I see your point in terms of his genius and his capabilities.
So,
yeah.
He's also turned out for them to build
a... Red Top, you're breaking up. I got to run. Thank you. Let's go to Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Doing good. Coming back from Tennessee this morning. Beautiful over here, riding, headed back to the interstate.
It is
what I don't get, guys, is everybody lives in Prattville having to put up with going to Montgomery between 7 and 8. I'm sorry. I couldn't do that every day. That's awful.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
That's why I live close, unlike Eddie here.
Yeah, I love Prattville. I just would not want to do that driving. There's a million people on the road doing that drive every morning.
Yes, there are.
So that was awful. But I got it. We had a little complaint over here. You know, you put in, I was thinking about that just now. I put in a little over 100 houses a month that we're in. That puts us at, 1,200 houses a year. And you do that many floors, you're going to have something go south every now and then.
Yes, you will.
What I feel like sets me apart is if you have a complaint and there's something you're not happy with, I'm not sending one of the sales guys out. I'm coming out myself to look at it. I've got the trim carpenter with me in the car right now, and he's going to be back home the first of the week and fix it, have the painter right back out. I'll have a customer for life.
Nice.
So that's the other part of the business we don't really talk about. Nobody talks about complaints.
Well, nobody wants to hear about that, right? The idea of business is you never have any problems, but you're right. You do have problems, and it's how you handle those problems will keep you that customer for life, just like you got today.
And I swear by my advertising on talk radio, but the best advertising you have is when you go back and fix something.
There you go. When you
really
make it right.
Best advertising ever.
That's right.
And I tell people that all the time. Well, would you be willing to come back and do more work for me? I said, absolutely. This is a true complaint. I don't have a problem with this. I can fix this.